Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Simon, a couple news releases that we're going to go over here dealing with both of the company's projects. First, with Tombstone in southern Arizona. Now, this is a JV, 75% controlled by Aztec, 25% controlled by the partners. You guys are sharing in some of the expenses here of this $1.5 million exploration program that is planned for this year. Give us a little insights, a little overview of what this exploration program is going to entail this year, please.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Corey. And yes, as you pointed out, we've recently formed a 75-25 joint venture on the Tombstone project with our partners, who are known as the Tombstone Partners, private group out of the U.S. We met last week with the management committee meeting for the joint venture and agreed to a 2021 exploration budget of approximately $1.5 million Canadian dollars. Now that's broken into two phases. So we call them phase 2A and phase 2B. And phase 2A is what we expect to start work on in April and early April. And that is approximately $650,000 Canadian dollars. And that's going to focus on a 20 hole, approximate 3000 meter RC drill program. This is really an infill drill program to build on the results that we produced last year with the three spokes of drilling that we drilled along the past producing contention mine open pit. Those results gave us the confidence to go in and design in a grid pattern, an orientation of approximately 50 meter vertically spaced drill intersections. And our hole sites will be spaced along 50 to 100 meter setups, depending on where we've already drilled last year. So it's going to put everything onto a grid, really more definition drilling, stepping down and out from the initial phase one pattern. So we expect to have that running from April, May, June into July with results covering the spring and summer period. And, it'll give us a much better look at the extent of the mineralization and, building on some great results that we had last year, including 15 meters of over 7 grams gold equivalent in hole 9. And more broadly in longer, lower grade intersections, we hit quite a nice hole of over 80 meters of around a gram gold equivalent. So great things for us to build on, and that'll kick off in the next 4 to 5 weeks.
So are you guys going to be moving towards producing some sort of a resource here at Tombstone, maybe after this two-phase program?
So after we complete these initial 20 holes, we'll see what the data brings us. At that point, we'll decide if we'll move on to the resource calculation at that point, or if we need a little bit more drilling. But that is the ultimate intent of this infill drilling, is to eventually produce a resource estimate on the shallow mineralization around the contention open pit mine.
All right, let's talk about the phase 2B part of this exploration program, because these holes sound like they are quite a bit deeper. It's just a three-hole program, but over 2,000 meters. What insights can you give us on the phase 2B part of this?
Now, that's a unique target. It's about a $700,000 Canadian budget for three diamond drill holes of approximately 2,400 meters. We plan to start that, and this is subject to the results of phase 2A, but if we elect to move on to this three-hole deeper drilling program, that'll start in Q3. Two of the three targets are going to be into geophysical anomalies that Aztec identified last year in a deep sensing AMT survey. And these targets are carbonate replacement deposits, so CRD targets. And the discovery model that we're following is that of the Taylor discovery, which was made back in 2015, about 40 miles or 60 kilometers southeast of us, which is the famous discovery of the last decade that led to the massive buyout by South 32 for, I think, $1.8 billion. That company was called Arizona Mining. So we're following up on deep targets at Tombstone. that lie about 500-600 meters below the surface. So two holes into those geophysical surveys that we think might represent conductive, or they do represent conductive bodies. So we'll see what the mineralization of those consists of. Two holes down there, and then a third hole is going to twin a historic hole drilled in 1989 by Santa Fe Mining, where they intersected 7 meters or 7.14 meters or 23 and a half feet of 6.54% lead, 2.57% zinc, 0.61% copper, and 32 grams of silver at a depth of about 650 meters. So a pretty compelling hit that needs to be followed up on, and suggestive of the potential for some of the anomalies down below the pit to host semi-massive or massive sulfide mineralization. So a bit of a higher risk target, but one that we fully intend to target and could be a game changer for the company. But we'll do that after, of course, we finish our infill drilling along the shallow epithermal gold silver mineralization along the pit.
Okay, so this two-phase program here, it's a blended program. Hey, one really following up on the nice drill results you had in last year's program. That's that initial 2A part, and then this 2B part. Sounds like you guys are really just trying to get a handle on what the potential is here at depth, working a little bit off the historic hole, but then also drilling your own holes from the work that you've done, the surface work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, the deeper drilling holes will also support what we're doing in the contention pit with the shallow RC program. They are set up around the southern end of the pit, so they're not completely different, completely different locations on the property, but it's really going to be Aztec's first look at, deeper mineralization at Tombstone. And there hasn't been any drilling deep down at Tombstone since 1989. And as I mentioned, the Santa Fe hole that we're twinning, that was part of a larger program that they did, but the majority of those holes are actually on the periphery of our land package. So in the guts, if you want to call it that, of the contention vein system, the structure that the open pit exists on, there hasn't been much deep drilling. So we're quite excited to get down and core drill those targets in the third quarter. But we'll have lots of exciting news on the shallow drilling leading into that. So a pretty steady flow of news only from Tombstone for Aztec just in the next, 9-10 months of the year here through 2021.
Okay. Let's also follow up on a news release that came out February 23rd. Talks about the exploration program that did just start at the Cervantes property. This is also a JV with Kootenay Silver. This is a 65% held by Aztec, 35% held by Kootenay Silver. We have talked about this exploration program, but just remind everybody what the goals are at Cervantes for this program, please.
Yeah. So the last time we spoke, Corey, we had just formed the joint venture with Kootenay, and it had been a bit of a long time coming. It took about a year and a half to get that agreement inked. So there hasn't been a lot of work done at Cervantes on the ground since about 2018 when Aztec was drilling last. So we decided to break up the 2021 budget into two phases, similar to Tombstone. However, the first phase at Cervantes, which we started on the week of the 23rd, is a mapping and sampling program, just because we haven't had any crews in there for a couple of years. It was a good way to get back in and reestablish the camp. So work is underway right now, and it's a 500 plus soil sample program, and it's to fill in the sampling grid. It's a large property. It's about 3,600 hectares. We've already made a discovery on it at the California target, but there are a host of other targets that don't have complete geochemical surface data coverage. So a good opportunity for us with our new partners with Kootenay in the 65-35 joint venture to go in, re-engage the project on the ground, fill in some data gaps, and prepare for a larger drilling program to follow up on that California discovery in the second half of the year. So it's been going well. We'll have the results of that come out in due course once the geochem comes back from the lab and our geologists have analyzed the data, and that will feed into our plans for drilling later this year. And just to review what we've already disclosed on that, we've approved a budget contingent on results, but it's budgeted for approximately 5,000 meters of drilling, and about 2,800 meters of that 5,000 meters is reserved for infill drilling at the California target, which is a large oxide gold cap that needs further infill and definition drilling to start looking at putting some parameters around how big that zone might be. And then we also, similarly to Tombstone, plan two deeper drill holes testing the gold copper porphyry potential at depth. So we have two holes planned that will go approximately 500 meters deep. And then we plan one hole at the California North target, which is a geochemical anomaly, a very strong soil, golden soil anomaly north of California that has yet to be drill tested. And then we plan a series of holes at the Parisima target, which are also residing within a very, very strong geochemical soil gold anomaly and have some historic adits and mining activity around there. So also yet to be drill tested. So a fairly comprehensive program, but again, won't be getting going on that until we have all the results back from this mapping and sampling program.
Okay, so a lot of exploration underway here. One thing to note is that Aztec is the operator of both of these JV drill programs. Simon, to wrap us up, give us a little summary of what you want investors to focus on, as undoubtedly we get a lot of this news coming out of both of these drill programs. What is going to drive the stock here?
Yeah, so Aztec is positioned to produce, it's a nice combination of low-risk exploration in the infill drilling at Tombstone and at California, at Cervantes, with some more speculative but higher impact upside at both targets. So, we're well positioned here to knock off the shallow drilling, start working towards resource estimates on both projects, and as well still provide investors with that really compelling upside with the deep drilling, the three holes at Tombstone into the CRDs, which have, big potential to demonstrate CRD mineralization similar to Taylor. And then as well with Cervantes, the two deep drill holes into the porphyry target, again, represent, very large upside. And Parisima itself could represent another bulk tonnage target in the southwest of the property. So, to sum it up, low risk exploration paired with higher risk, higher reward targets. And we can combine both of those to reward investors and to not have really too much riding on any one aspect of it, to slowly build value through the year, to have continual news flow. And, so good kind of company asset-based metrics for re-rating and to really have no gaps in news and solid development through the year, and hopefully catch a tailwind from the broader gold market over the year. It's been selling off for several months now, and eventually that'll come to an end, and we hope to be one of the go-to exploration names for investors to position themselves in.
All right, Simon, we're wrapping it up there. One thing I do need to disclose is I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. I am going to continue to follow along as more news hits the market. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Simon, I appreciate the update. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Same to you. Appreciate it.